keeping with the theme of what we've been discussing the last couple weeks about challah, tonight we're going to learn a little bit about the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. We're only going to discuss the halachas of chutz laretz, the halachas of hafrashas challah to get to chutz laretz, and Eretz Yisrael may be a little different. The Ramah in Siman Shin Mem Beis, Reish Mem Beis, I'm sorry, brings down the minig is that nashim should do the mitzvah of hafrashas challah erev Shabbos. It's the ikur, the reason why is because it's part of Kavod Shabbos and Yom Tif. There are many other reasons and skulas and things brought down why women are mafresh challah, but that's the main reason. Challah nowadays, for sure in Chutz La'aretz, and most places would say even Eretz Yisrael is derabanan. And the shear that you need to separate challah, the amount of flour you need to be mechayiv you to be mafresh challah. So it depends, like all shiurim and exactly how to define shiurim, because the paiskim's shear is 43 1/5 bayim. So if you do the math, the paiskim say that to be mafresh challah without a bracha, as long as you have 2.6 pounds, or if you would convert that, which estimate would be 8 2/3 cups.
Is that flour or dough?
Flour. But with a bracha, the paiskim seem to say that it's 4.95 pounds, which is 16 1/2 cups. So a 5 pound challah would be a 5 pound thing of flour. If you make challah, you'd be chayav to mafresh challah with a bracha. But if you a regular thing of bread maker is only like 2 pounds, so then there'd be no hafrashas challah even without a bracha. But if you get 2 1/2 pounds, so then you'd be chayav to 2.6 pounds, then you'd be chayav to mafresh challah, but would not make a bracha. There was actually a story that happened to me last week that prompted me to get involved in this inyan. Last week, my wife made challah, a personal story. And I happened to be there when she was making challah, and I saw she took off the challah, and she made a bracha. The bracha is, bracha Hashem, l'kinim el chomashek, l'chon v'tzev tzvanu, l'hafrish challah, and some add, min ha'isa. So I saw she took off the challah, separated from the dough, and made a bracha. So I said, I'm not sure, I never really learned this, but I would think you make the bracha first. Like every mitzvah, you make the mitzvah, the bracha, and before the mitzvah, you make the bracha. So I said, is that how your mother does it? And she said, yeah. I said, okay, fine. So, and then I looked up the halacha, and I said, I think you're wrong. You know. So my wife called her mother.
Call your mother.
Oh, it gets worse. So my wife called her mother and said, Ma, how do you take off challah? She said, well, I take off the challah and I make a bracha. I was like, oh, Dovi said, that's wrong. So she asked her husband and my shver, and she said, yeah, of course, you make the bracha first. She's like, how come you never told me? I never see you make challah. Of course, you make the bracha first. So she went to her mother-in-law, who happens to live in the same city. She went to her and she's like, Ma, how do you take off challah? And this, my wife's grandmother is in a Yerushalmi, and she said, I take off the challah and I make a bracha. And my shvur is like, no, the men said, the men said it's wrong. You make the bracha first. She's like, no, I've done this my whole life. This is how my mother did it, her mother, this is how we do it. I said, oh, fine, we don't start up for sure with the grandmother. And her husband also said that she's wrong. So I looked into it and I wanted to be Malamed Tzchus a little, and I saw the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says a very nice Shtickel Torah about the order of when you make the bracha or the mafresh the challah. He brings down this machlok. The Rambam says that all you do is there's hafrasha. The Rambam says first you make the bracha and then you do hafrasha. The Ravid adds in, and a lot of places bring this down, that you're supposed to say afterwards some harizu challah. After you say harizu challah. So the Rambam doesn't bring it down. The Ravid brings it down. The Rabbi Kveger brings it down. So some people do it. Some people don't do it. Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank says, he says the pshat of machlekes Rambam and Ravid is really this machlekes tanoim, whether or not you're supposed to say harizu challah. So he says the pshat of machlekes is, some say the hafrasha itself, just removing the dough, is the mitzvah, the chaleis kedusha that goes, when did the kedusha go onto that piece of dough that you separated? The second you separate it, then it becomes challah. Some hold, no. only when you say harizu challah, you have a kriyas shem that you call this piece of challah challah, that's the only time it becomes actual challah, the kedusha of challah. So therefore, Tzvi Pesach Frank says, if you hold the actual hafrasha is the kedusha, so then of course you have to make the bracha beforehand. But if you hold the mitzvah is not till the kedusha is not chal till the harizu chal till the kriya shem, so then you have to make, or either you could or some say you have to make the bracha after the hafrasha before the kriya shem. So therefore, I thought a lot of places bring out to say harizu chal. So I figured my grandmother probably says harizu chal. My sugar I knew didn't because my wife doesn't.
Didn't.
No, she does. Now she says the bracha first. So, okay, I actually called my grandmother today. She doesn't say harizu chal either. But anyway, so it's brought down. The woman is supposed to. It's a woman's mitzvah. This hafrashas chal is a mitzvah really on the woman. One of the three mitzvahs that are special for women, and she has kedima over the husband. So she's supposed to be standing when she makes the bracha, and with her right hand, if she's ready, or left hand, the lefty, be. Put her hand on the challah and make the bracha and then be mafresh. And well, many places can be known to say harizu challah, but probably it's tell you in hagim. The amount of challah you're supposed to separate from this, let's say, 5 pound dough, me'ikra din is a kol shehu. Any amount is really kapat to the whole challah. However, the minig is that we are mafresh a kezayis. The halach of challah is that any type of the chamish smine dagon are chayv and challah, and that would really, and they also have to be mixed with one of the seven liquids, which are the same seven liquids which are machshir something for tumah. So cookie, any type of batter or dough, cookies, cake, challah, all these things are technically chayv and challah, but usually we don't make cookies with the right amount, so that's why we never see people taking off challah and cookies. But I'm assuming in bakeries they all take off challah and cookies. There's an interesting shaila by dough that's made with only fruit juice. So if it has no other liquid besides fruit juice in it, so then some say you're still chayv and challah, but the shach brings down that you could run into major issues. Because if you say you take off challah, we'll talk about it in a second, but nowadays challah is supposed to go to the kayin. And nowadays we burn the challah. Well, how are you allowed to burn the challah? It's manis kuna, you can't just burn challah. Teretz is because it's tummy. So it's tummy challah, so it's like tummy truma, so you burn truma, which is tummy, or challah, which is tummy. But it can only become tummy if it's hukshel kabel tuma. So if it's only mixed with mei peiris, it never became hukshel kabel tuma. So then it can't become tummy, and you have nothing to do with this challah afterwards. You can't give it to a kayin, we don't give it to a kayin. You can't burn it because it's tar. So the shach says you have to be very careful not to only mix it with fruit juice.
The oil
that we use is one of the Zayin Mashkais, so
that
so that
shemen is only shemen
zayis.
Because otherwise, our regular cookies have none of the
Zayin Mashkais. I don't know. I would think so. I don't know. Okay, so really, the challah is supposed to go to a kayin. Like we said, but nowadays the halacha is that we're all tamei, a kayin or tameim. And therefore, no one can eat the tummy, no one can eat the challah in the tummy. Now, the Ramah points out that only in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's the Rabbanon, only in Eretz Yisrael are we makbid and tumas meis, that a kayin is not eat challah if he's, or truma if he's tummy meis. But in Chutz Laretz, even if he's tummy meis, he's allowed to eat challah. It's the Rabbanon, and it's in Chutz Laretz, so he's allowed to. So the only tuma we care about in Chutz Laretz is tuma yetz migufay. A tumah that comes out of a person's body. Nida, keri, zav, all these things. That's the only type of tumah that would prevent a kayin from eating chal and chutz laretz. So the Ramah says, technically, if a kayin goes to the mikvah, or a katan who's tahar, so he should be allowed to eat chal nowadays. He should be able to give it to him. But so they bring down the minig is not to give it to a kayin. And they say the reason is because the kayam nowadays are not so miyuchas. So even if they are miyuchas, I guess we're not to give it to kayanim. So what do we do with the challah? We burn the challah. Now, there's really two reasons brought down why we burn the challah. One reason is because it's a mitzvah of burning the challah. Like, it's a mitzvah of sefes shuma, which is tummy, to burn it. So it's a mitzvah of sefes challah, which is tummy. And the second reason is because takala. That if you don't burn it, and you leave it around, and we don't give it to a kayin, so it's left around, someone might come to eat it. And it's asher for a zar to eat shuma or challah. So therefore, we have to destroy it and burn it. Now, you have to burn it, but it's not so easy to burn a clump of dough. So some places can give different eitzes. You flatten it out like a pancake, so it's thin and narrow, and you don't wrap it completely in tin foil, so that even the top gets burnt, or some say put it directly on the, not on the grate, because the grate, if it's challah, so it's truma, it could chafe up the grates, or if you shouldn't put a fork to burn it, because it could chafe up the fork. But directly on the middle thing in the grate, so it gets completely burnt. But the Chazon Ish and others bring down that if, for whatever reason, you can't burn it, or some people maybe hold that it's never able to be burnt properly, so then you can double wrap it or throw it in the garbage. But they bring down that if a person's going to throw it in the garbage, he should l'chatchila not remove a kezayis, because the chiyuv sreifa is only on a kezayis. So if there's no kezayis, take off less than a kezayis, which we said anyway, mikra din is fine with the kalshu, and then you can throw it out. That way you don't even get to the chiyuv of the sreifas challah. Some people have the minig, I don't minig, some people leave the hafrashas challah, that piece of dough, they put in their freezer, and they wait till like Erev Pesach, and they have a sreifas chametz, sreifas challah, and many of the Pesachim are very anti this custom, because they say it could, I heard two reasons, first of all, because it could lead to takala, that someone might open their freezer and take out dough and eat it by mistake. They won't realize or remember that it's challah. And also, if you have such a large amount of dough, by the time Pesach comes, it's probably not going to burn so well. You won't be so careful to burn it so well. So therefore, they say, you should not do it. Hafrashas challah is aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says that challah, before challah is removed from the dough, you're not allowed to eat it. After you move it from the dough, you're allowed to eat it. It's like tevel. Before you take off truma and mice, you're not allowed to eat it. After, you're allowed to eat it. So, separating challah and Shabbos and Yom Tov is nira kemisakin. It looks like I'm fixing the food. I'm making it edible. So, if you're not allowed to be midir abonah, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So, what does a person do if his wife forgot to be mafresh challah before Shabbos and they remember on Shabbos? So, agav, if a person forgot to take off challah while it was dough, and then they bake it, so it's not a big deal. You can just be mafresh challah after it's baked. You can just cut off a piece of the challah, or maybe grab a piece, and be mafresh challah then. But on Shabbos, what should you do? You're not allowed to be mafresh challah. So the place can say that you eat the whole challah, and you leave over a piece at the end. Now that piece left over at the end has to be the sheer challah, let's say a kezayis, plus a little bit more. In order that, after Shabbos, you can be mafresh challah from what's remaining. So I have, if a kezayis is an inch, and I take out, leave off 2 inches, I'll be mafresh 1 inch from the set, from the total of 2 inches.
There's no tevel on challah.
Fine, but they still... No, this is chutzarts. Only chutzarts, only chutzarts.
Normally we say, if you're not mafresh truma,
chutzarts.
So, and then, so you can eat the whole challah and leave over a little bit at the end, and then you can, and then it's not called mafresh challah, it's not near kemisakin, because I'm not doing anything, I'm just leaving over at the end. That way I can eat my challah, and I'm still getting my mitzvah of hafrashas challah.
And Yom... How do I eat that piece of challah? Does it become muktzah?
Yeah, it probably becomes muktzah. But I don't know if it becomes muktzah, because technically I could go down to a kol shu, so I only need a kol shu plus to be challah. Well, if, only if you only need a kriya shem. I'm saying if you hold the hafrash itself, oh yeah, it was mafresh. Yeah, but it's useless. I'm being.
Not all. Did you mafresh off of it?
That's what I'm saying. So if you only need a kolshu for the hafrash, then it could be that only that kolshu.
What's the issue of the challah
on Shabbos? The one says near kemisakin. It looks like you're making it edible on Shabbos.
Wait, you just said if you need to eat it separate challah.
I guess we're makbid anyway in chutzarts for that. On Yom Tov, if you bake the dough on Yom Tov, If you make the challah on Yom Tov, or if the chiyuv challah happens on Yom Tov, so then the rabbanim were makel, and they said, since you're allowed, we allowed you to make the challah on Yom Tov, they're allowed you to be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov as well. There's two more halachas. If you buy something from a guy that was owned by a guy at the time of the kneading process of the when the dough was made, so then it never gets a chiyuv challah, and therefore any item, any baked thing bought from a guy, any cracker, anything goes well from a guy, even though the guy obviously did not take off challah, you do not have to take off challah. There's a shaila about challah that was separated and it was made mitchila with a das to give it out to other people, which comes up very commonly by shalachmanis. If a person is making balklach or something, rolls to go out for shalachmanis, so he makes his big batch of challah, but he's not planning on eating any of it, or maybe even one or two loaves, but the part that's left by him is not enough to be a chiyuv challah. So he plans on giving it out to everyone else. So there's a big shaila in the paiskim about, of course you have to take a challah, but the shaila is if you can make a bracha. But the paiskim seems to be makel and say that even in that case you can take off challah with a bracha. Okay, shpech.